everybody out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, or a show we call Horde House for short. It's that show about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours, because we got to catch up for last time, with my co-host, the one and only Extifer.
I hope it's not 3 or 4 hours.
It
it's
might
Friday.
Be. I know, it's Friday. Friday. What are you doing?
You're fired.
Huh? What are you doing tonight? You have a hot date?
No.
Can you get some?
No. Okay. I just want to end soon enough so I can have dinner. Jesus.
You want to end soon enough so that you cannot talk to me? I see how it is.
Yeah.
So we haven't been here for a while. It's been like over a week. It's been almost over 2 weeks. And the listeners thought we died. But we didn't. We're here.
Really?
So
no, we're not dead.
We're good. Not dead yet.
No.
So what have you been doing with your time off?
Actually, I saw Harry Potter.
Oh, you saw Harry Potter?
I haven't
seen a Harry Potter movie since the third one, as I incur the wrath of the entire internet.
Why? Haven't you seen any since the third?
Because all my friends go to see them at midnight on opening day, and I can't stay up that late anymore. I have a job that I have to go to in the morning, or they fire me. So,
well, the last one is very good.
That's what I hear. So I'll just have to like watch them all on Blu-ray. I'm gonna come over and watch them all at your place. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Also say hello tonight to a very familiar guest. He's always here on the show with us when we need somebody to pinch hit at the last minute. But we always appreciate the stylings of the one and only Salacious Pop.
Hello.
How are you, Salacious Pop?
I'm good.
Good. How has your past 2-3 weeks or however long it's been since we've had a show been?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Did you see Harry Potter?
I did not.
Oh, good. I'm not the only one.
And it would be really weird if I saw it and you didn't.
It would be kind of weird. It would be a little weird. Is there any movies that you're, like, dying to see?
Not really. Maybe Captain America.
Yeah, I guess I kind of see that. But who knows? Anyhow, we're a show about World of Warcraft, believe it or not. And we're going to talk about some Warcraft, but never too seriously, of course. More information about our website, www.hordehouse.com. More information about the show on our website. See, I'm out of practice. I don't even know how to announce things anymore. You can always email us as well, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/hordehouse. We have a shit ton of emails to get to tonight and tweets. And I have that giveaway that I forgot for like 3 weeks in a row. We're going to give away Game Time on the show tonight. That's right. All you WoW addicts who want some Game Time can win some tonight.
So, I took those codes, actually. I stole them, so that's not really valid anymore.
Did you hack my emails?
I did.
Are you Salacious Lulzsec now? What's going on?
He's hacking in your emails. He's, yeah.
All right. Well, if I can steal those codes back from Salacious Pop, we're going to be giving them away on the show tonight. I'll talk about that more later. See, that's what we call a tease. Now that I have your attention, let's talk about what's been going on in the World of Warcraft. Salacious Pop, last time you were here, I think the 4.2 patch had just hit, and you guys had just been going into Firelands for the first time. But now you guys have spent about, 4 weeks worth of raiding in Firelands, right? So how's it been going for you? What's the raiding experience been like?
It's been frustrating.
Why is that?
Just we aren't 7 of 7 yet. We haven't killed Ragnaros, and we spent about 6 hours on him this week.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten him yet.
What's the holdup? Why is it taking so long?
It's just a hard fight. When you're in a 25-man guild, any given 2 or 3 people derp, you know, minorly on a mechanic, it'll eventually end up in a wipe at some point in the encounter. And it's just getting everyone to mind their P's and Q's.
Is that what you find? Is that it's just like mainly derps that cause the big wipes, and it's, you know, just 1 or 2 people messing up each time?
Well, there are major derps, which cause the wipe immediately, and then there are minor ones, which are kind of like a slow avalanche, and I contribute to those. I'm still learning the fight, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you'll go ahead.
I was going to say, I had a major shit the other day that caused a wipe.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
It's kind of the same in a raid context. But yeah, just, you
know.
Do
not validate his extreme analogy.
I'm sorry. I'm adding to the conversation, Rob. Are you
by talking about a bowel movement? I don't think that adds anything to nothing.
It doesn't? I'm sorry. Salacious Pop, what do you think?
If you've ever gone to Chipotle and had the hot sauce instead of the mild, when you sit on the commode, you will think that it is a Ragnaros encounter that you're, you know, facing at that moment.
Thank you.
I relate absolutely to your analogy.
Thanks.
Now I remembered why I haven't been here for 2 weeks.
Hero. That's how the score is.
All right, whatever. So anyhow, so Ragnaros is just bang against the wall, difficult, and you haven't been able to down it.
It's similar to Lich King in that there are three phases with very distinct transition phases where you have to survive this one mechanic that he only pulls out at a certain percentage, and then once you survive it, you're good for another 20-30%. And then at 10% health, he fucks off and he gives you the win. And our best attempt was at about 19%, so we were about, you know, 8 or 9% there.
Yes.
But yeah, we just haven't gotten it yet.
So how does it make you feel when you read these stories on the interwebs about Paragon gets world first heroic Ragnaros kill in like 3 days or however long it took them?
Well, it kind of makes me wish that I guess I was Nordic and European and living in Norway, but Oslo had a bunch of bombings and terrorist attacks again today, so I guess I don't feel all that bad about it.
Wow. All right. That has nothing to do with the question I asked, but all right.
Did you take a cue from me or something? That sounded an awful lot like something I would say.
I think Salacious Pop's vying for your spot. I think he's heard things about what's going on with Extifer, and
he's
making a bid for the second chair on the show.
Oh. Stay off my chair, bitch.
Before we get to all that discussion, Salacious Pop, what about the rest of 4-2? Like, have you been having fun doing the dailies? Have you unlocked any vendors?
Yeah, I'm about a half a day behind on the Hyjal dailies, but I did unlock my first vendor about 2 days ago. So
okay, when you say you're a half day behind, though, what you're leaving out is that you really have done the dailies every single freaking day since 4-2, right?
Yes.
So most people are probably several days behind.
I was waiting to unlock the second part of my dailies so that someone could catch up to me, because I'm kind and generous.
I guess we'll get to that later.
That's why I'm half a day behind.
How have you been feeling about the patch overall?
It's good. And, you know, having dailies to do again, it kind of reminds me of Argent Tournament, but not quite as tedious. So many people weren't able to raid in Tier 11 that having them get so much access to 365 gear, like, I can see how that's beneficial to the community of the game.
I've given Blizzard a lot of crap on this show, and usually when they deserve it, but I've got to say that 4-2 has actually been really awesome. Like, I really enjoy the new dailies. I think they're interesting and diverse enough, even though some of them, like, made me want to scream with how difficult they were. I mean, that's what I get for trying to do them in holy mode. And when I say difficult, I just mean, like, to figure out. I mean, none of them are really, like, really hard, but, you know, just sometimes they're just obnoxious.
The daily where you have to catch the baby birds off the cliffs is bullshit.
That was
a Blizzard.
Yeah, that's
they
obnoxious.
Should feel bad. They should burn cigarette butts on their wrists. Just like, why did I make that?
That one and not explaining that blue rune quest better. That took me forever to figure out, and it screwed with my mind that it did not tell you after you hit each rune that it was like 1 out of 8, and instead it's just 1. For the whole cave. And for those that haven't done it yet, there's a quest in Molten Front where you basically have to trigger all these runes in a cave. It's like in the Shadow Warden. So it's beyond the first 150 mark barrier before you're going to see this quest. And the first time I was in there, I was like screaming because these dudes were chasing me and couldn't really kill them. And I didn't figure out that the runes would actually kill all the dudes when you exploded the rune. Like, looking back on it, it was a very derp moment. But yeah, I was like, things that could have been explained a little better, but whatever. Yeah. It's honestly a minor blemish on what has otherwise been pretty awesome so far.
Yeah.
So I think the dailies are the best since Quel'Danas, which is the bar they've consistently tried to live up to, I think. So I think they've done very good. Not going to lie.
It's nice that, you know, you get these 6 quests, but they're all really in the same area. So it's possible to do 3 or 4 quests or get credit for 3 or 4 quests in the same, like, you know, 20-yard area.
And I love that we're inching closer and closer to the whole public questing thing by the fact that, you know, like, speaking of the Shadow Wardens, when you run up to the Forlorn Spire, if someone's already started the quest, you can just kind of catch up to where they're at and help out. And as long as you tap the monster with one attack or whatever, you get credit for it too. I love that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it makes it not frustrating. As opposing to, I remember the days back in Quel'Danas, you're running around forever trying to find the one guy, and then, like, it's just a race as to who can pull it first, and it gets ugly, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad they kind of fixed that, and it really makes the Molten Front dailies fun. So I'm happy. I'm a happy
good
player. So while I'm a happy player, Extifer, are you unhappy?
What? Am I unhappy?
Are you unhappy?
No.
So
I'm quite happy.
So what's new with Warcraft for you? Because I think you have some pretty big news to deliver, right?
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it that big a deal?
I think so. Might be.
I canceled WoW.
What?
Like, for real, you canceled WoW?
No, yeah, for real.
When is your last day?
You know, I thought it was today, but it's actually the 24th. So Sunday, I guess.
So you have two more days of WoW.
I do, which I may or may not take advantage of. Basically, I did it for monetary reasons. It's nice to save that $15 a month. You know, honestly, doesn't seem like that much, but it is. You know, when you're living on a budget. Second of all, I can't justify playing the game when I'm not playing as much as I was in the past, and I'm not having that much fun when I do play it. You know, all that said, I understand what you guys say about the dailies and everything like that, and I do see the allure of, you know, the patch, the lure of the patch and everything. Like, I see that and everything. I just can't feel it. You know what I mean? I'm just in that phase right now where I just don't find it actually that much fun. So, you know, I'm taking a break. I'm going to be back. It's not going to stop me from talking about WoW. It's not going to stop me from looking and seeing what's going on in WoW. I'm pretty much going to be the same Extifer as I was when I was playing WoW.
Do you think maybe by continuing to do this show and looking for, and you are going to continue to do this show, just to make that clear, Salacious Pop can't have that second chair that soon. but you're going to be still kind of looking at the news and so forth and participating in the discussion. Are you maybe looking for a reason to come back?
No, not necessarily right now. I think there's so much that's going on that I don't see myself like really gaining any interest. I played for a good portion on Sunday last week. I did a bunch of dailies, you know, in the new areas. I actually did finish all of the Hyjal quests, and I was able to get to the new dailies. And I'm, you know, I did have fun for what it's worth on that day, because otherwise I wouldn't have played for as long as I did. But it's just not enough. It's not enough to keep me right now. And, you know, and I did say that when I quit, you know. There's other things that bugged me about Cataclysm that, you know, I had a blast in the Wrath of the Lich King. And as much crap as Wrath of the Lich King gets over, you know, they turned to easy mode and all this stuff, you know, and I didn't feel that same way. And I had a blast during it. And for it to change so dramatically was a little bit of a turnoff in itself. So, and you know, I went through the life-changing situations earlier this year with a health situation, and I, you know, didn't get back into raiding after going through that. And since then, I just kind of like was like, wow, I can do other things right now, you know?
It is very interesting, because if you kind of go back in the history of how long we've been doing the show, which, you know, in the podcasting world isn't that long. You know, we've been doing this for a little over 6 months. It's kind of interesting because you get to hear Extifer's progression from being hardcore raiding, getting almost burnt out on Lich King, to going through this life-changing scenario. And I think a lot of people have probably been listening to the show over the past 4 months or so since you talked about your condition have probably seen this coming. In a way,
I think a lot of people did see it coming, and especially my guild. I mean, I'm sure that when they didn't see me log on in a long time, I mean, they kind of knew that I wasn't gonna be back, you know, sooner than I said I was, you know what I mean? Like, I just had to admit it to myself, you know, and the last few weeks, looking at all my finances and everything like that, no, quitting WoW or keeping WoW wouldn't break my bank, but it is $15 more that can go to gas, you know what I mean? And it's stuff that I do have to keep mind of, and I think I need to be smart and with my money. And right now, paying for WoW isn't that smart, especially when I'm not playing as much as I used to.
I have some questions I have to ask you about all this. First off, okay, your birthday was a few days ago. Happy birthday. So let's say,
gracias.
Let's say hypothetically, I wanted to buy you a Warcraft game card for your birthday. Is that a gift you would appreciate, or would you be like, no, really, guys, I want a break from WoW?
You know, I would appreciate it and probably not use it right away. But it's something that I wouldn't be like, ew, no, don't, because I do like WoW. You know, it's like, I'm not a Blizzard basher in a way, in so many ways, you know.
You're not going off to play Rift.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm playing PS3 a lot, but I'm not playing PS3 as much as I played WoW when I was raiding, you know what I mean? Like, I've been doing things more in moderation, and WoW is just, I've been playing less and less of it. But with that said, I do have an intention of going back eventually. And if I was given something like that, hypothetically, I would probably hold on to it and use it when the right time, you know, struck.
So. Do you think maybe what you needed maybe was just a change of scenery in the game? Like, I'm not knocking your guild. I know you're very close to them, and all the people that have been on the show from your guild are great. I'm not like, but sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, you do one thing for so long, maybe you needed a change of pace. Like, I have to ask that because I think that's probably what other people would want me to ask you.
You know, I've asked myself that before, you know, and like you just said, it has nothing to do with my guild. I thought maybe, you know, I'm just not liking the Horde, you know, so I did try and level up my alliance tune on your server, and it's just an overall feeling I have. It really has nothing to do with the scenery. It's just the way that the game makes me feel right now in general. So it's not because of any one person or my guild or you know, the server. I remember what it was like to switch to a different server, and I don't feel like I would have that same feeling of like, this is great, you know, if I switch to a different server right now. I think I'd be just a lost little pony somewhere, like what, nobody knows me anymore, so I doubly don't want to play now. So
all right, I got one more very tough question for you, but I know there's going to be cynics out there wondering this question, so I have to ask it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that is, if you're going to quit WoW, why should you keep doing this show?
Because you fucking love me, and I don't give a crap about you.
Is that your for real answer?
Am I ever for real? Like, really? Like, I think
yes, but I know you outside this show too.
This show is fun to do, and I can still talk about WoW. I know what's going on in WoW. I may not be as well up, you know, in the know of all of the new encounters, like, you know.
But you haven't been for the last 2 months anyway.
Exactly. And really, has that really changed the way I act on the show? Not really. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
So, you know, we'll be continuing to have third guests as we do every week. We'll have some third person, be it, you know, new blood at some point or returning favorites, such as we have Salacious Pop tonight and some other folks waiting in the wings. And then
and
maybe even
continue to make it all about you.
I'm just saying, you know, so that way I have someone to talk about my week in Azeroth with. So,
gotcha.
And maybe even a fourth guest when it warrants it and so forth.
No, you're still going to ask me how my week in Azeroth
is. I will continue to ask you how your week in Azeroth was, because I'm hoping that you're going to like start dreaming about WoW.
That's already been done.
Has it really? What was a WoW dream you had once? Have you ever had a WoW dream that you woke up the next day and you felt a little sticky?
A WoW wet dream? Yeah, I have. That was a mess all over my.
Is that all you're gonna say about it?
Yeah, it involved Thrall in a toothpick. It's kind of weird.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I was jamming the toothpick up his vagina. In my dream, he has a vagina, and his green vagina has a little tiny toothpick hole. And I was like, well, I can't fit in there, so I might as well just jam this up your vagina. And he came at the end of it, which is weird because he has a vagina, but still.
I have to look forward to.
Yeah.
You should, like, read the WoW books or something while you're away from WoW. That way you can still kind of be in WoW.
Okay.
Salacious Pop, what do you think of all this?
I don't even know what's going on right now. I'm still stuck on Thrall and a toothpick.
I meant not that. I meant the news about Extifer leaving WoW.
It's unfortunate to hear, because it sounds like he was in a great guild and he enjoyed raiding, but with all the stuff that he's got going on, I mean, it makes sense. I'm not going to, I don't really have an opinion on it, I guess.
Real,
he can do what he wants.
Real life greater than WoW. No, you're supposed to yell at him and get really mad and be all like, I hate you, and I'm going to keep hating you until you come back.
Don't project your little issues onto me. Thank you.
No, I'm fine. If Extifer's not playing WoW, then that's even more that the show can be all about me. So I'm fine. I'm great, really. Thanks for asking.
I'm sure you are.
Rob's fists are clenched so hard right now. His hands are purple. You really need to see it. He's so upset.
Right. Rob, what? You need to relieve that energy in some other way.
I'll go eat Chipotle later. All right. Let's start off with how was your week in Azeroth? Salacious Pop.
Chipotle sounds good right now.
Chipotle never sounds good. I'm sorry. Anyway, how was your week in Azeroth? Salacious Pop.
For me?
Yeah.
I got the sort of bonus honor that people were given if they bought some vicious PvP gear during the week between Season 9 and Season 10. So I've been spending that on PvP gear and running a lot of battlegrounds.
Can we talk about the PvP crap that happened like while we were gone? Because that seriously was kind of a shit show. Like, as much as we've been praising 4.2 for all the PvE stuff that's been going on, that PvP shit was a mess. Like, they really screwed up on that.
It was only for a week. I don't really think it was that serious. I don't. Okay. Well, I don't read official forums, so I don't know how butt furious the official fallout was.
I was more hardcore on PvP, I would be butt furious, because you buy all this gear. Well, A, you lose. Okay, for those that don't know what happened, two things happened, right? You lost all your conquest points over the 4,000 point cap when they all converted to regular honor, even though that wasn't supposed to happen, and they got gold instead. On top of that, they rolled out the Season 10 gear in a really weird way, where Season 9 gear was really cheap for a week, and then it disappeared, and suddenly there's Season 10 gear instead.
For honor.
So all these people that bought gear with honor kind of got screwed. If they just waited, they could have bought better gear. And I was one of those people that bought right away the gear. So I ended up getting the 4,000 points as well. Now, I'm not so mad because I didn't buy a lot of gear. And with the 4,000 points, I was able to buy like gear for other slots so that overall I'm like way better off than I was before everything. But like if I was more into this shit, like I would be pissed if I dropped money on enchants, gems, because money isn't exactly easy to come by in PvP. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, when it comes to the gemming and enchants, I can see why someone would be mad. But, I just bought some rings and a trinket and a neck during that week when everything was cheap. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, okay, well, you bought antiquated stuff too early, so here's 4,000 more honor. I just kind of recovered. I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't that big a deal.
I mean, they did the best they could. I mean, at least they admitted, oops, we made a mistake.
And
but
the 4K honor they gave you was over cap. So you could have up to 8 if that's what you had.
Right.
Well, then they also on the PvE side, they went back on their decision to make the tier 11 rating drop valor points, right?
So yes, and that's a great thing.
So they're trying to correct their mistakes like really fast, I think.
Yeah,
which
the
is good.
Tier 11 gives half valor now, which is good. I think that's really good, actually, because if you clear two bosses in a raid, that's kind of like doing an entire heroic. So that's that's pretty good. It's a pretty good trade-off.
Yeah.
So, sorry to deviate from your week, Salacious Pop, but I had to bring that up because that was a big thing that happened while we were gone, and we've talked a lot about PvE, but not a lot of PvP.
So otherwise, aside from Hyjal dailies and doing the Firelands raid, we're still 6 of 7. We hope to get Ragnaros down in a 10-man group on Monday. That's really all that's been taking up my attention. I haven't really been playing my alts since this new patch has gone live, which I kind of expected to happen. So,
yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat going to my week in Azeroth, is that I've been basically playing my main exclusively, which kind of sucks because I have not been showing enough love to the Horde House Guild on the Drendon server. So I apologize, but I'll be back to check in throughout the week. And if you haven't joined the guild, you should. There's a lot of great people that do play there a lot more regularly than I have been. So that's, of course, Best Lil Horde House on Drendon. It's in the guild finder if you need to find it. Horde side, of course. And yeah, I've been mostly focused on my dwarf holy pally because that's my main, and I've been doing my dailies every day. I missed I think 1 or 2 days. Like, there was literally one day where I was like, I'm not staying up until 3 a.m. just to do my goddamn dailies, so I'm going to bed. But I've been doing my dailies just about every day, and I've been teaming up with Salacious Pop, so we've actually been running the dailies almost every day in a group. And I think that's a great way to get them done fast, because I'm able to stay in healer spec, so I keep Salacious Pop healed while he just burns through things. And then when it comes to doing the stuff out in the Molten Front, I do all the running through and healing of the guys, because here's a tip. You don't have to use the salve to heal all the little druids. In fact, you can use AoE heals and bring up more than one guy at once. I think that's something Blizzard will probably fix before too long. So I'll go out and do that and plant all the seeds, and then Salacious Pop will like kill all the monsters, and we get that those dailies done in literally 3 minutes. It's crazy.
Nice.
But then we do all the that first set in the Molten Front takes about 3 minutes. It takes a little longer to get all the other ones done, depending on what dailies are up for the day.
And we've been achievement farming too, because there's a meta title and a meta mount that you get for doing all the Firelands achievements. And some of them are obnoxious, so you have to find the NPCs like Mancrick you were looking for.
Yeah, it took me about 15 days to get him finally. But I finally found a dude that had Mancrick in his party, and you do the slash wave. So yeah, there's a lot of achievements out there. If you haven't looked at them, you want to get some. They're in the quests and then under Cataclysm, like towards the bottom of the list, because they're newer, right?
Yeah.
And what's the meta title? Is that Flame Warden? Or is that...
The Flame Breaker.
Flame Breaker. Okay, I'm getting that mixed up with the 4th of July ripoff holiday. And wow.
It's like the Fresh Maker, but it doesn't involve Mentos, German mints. It's more...
involves Chipotle, actually.
Yeah.
Chipotle. Right.
Also in my week, this is of note, my guild is raiding again. And what I really hoped would happen when this new patch came out is happening. And that is that the old raids got nerfed. Everybody's gear is getting better thanks to the new Justice Points reward, and we're at a point where our casual selves can go in and raid. And so we took down Magma as a guild this week, and that took us a little time and coordination because we have some people that were severely undergeared, but we were going to just make it work. We had some people that were overgeared to kind of balance it, and we made it work. We got Magma down, and it was really exciting and I think a really good morale thing for the guild. And I realize there's a lot of people out there that are like, okay, so you got like... the first boss in tier 11 that's puggable now, whoop-de-doo. But for us, we just like, we felt like the shit, and that was a great morale thing.
You have to think of it like not, I think what most people think of it in like Wrath of the Lich King terms, like where, you know, the next tier of raiding came out and it was like the previous tier was just obsolete. Mm-hmm. Now they're going back to the thing like in Burning Crusade where, you know, the last tier wasn't obsolete.
Right.
It actually still means something. You know, people were still downing bosses in Kara and making progression, you know, towards the end of the Burning Crusade's life.
Yeah.
You know, so I think they're going back to that model, but they're refining the model in that they're now actively nerfing the encounters for that specific thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's all good. I think people need to not look at it like it's a bad thing.
I'm loving it, and I really don't, like, I don't concern myself with where other people are at. I concern myself with where we're at. And I'll tell you what, the next week, or this week on Wednesday, we went to raid. We only raid for like 2 hours a week right now. We're probably going to up it to four, but right now we only go on like Tuesday or Wednesday for 2 hours. So this week we went in, killed Magma, and we one-shotted Omnitron. And we felt
awesome
after that. I mean, granted, our gear's great and the fight's been nerfed, but there's a lot of shit that you got to watch during that. But we had our raid leader for the night does the more current raiding like Salacious Pop does in another guild. So he was able to really just kind of explain it on the fly, and we did great. And we even had a couple pulls on Maloriac before the night was over. Didn't quite get it, but I'm feeling really good that we're going to get it next week. So I'm really feeling good about the progression, even if it's a tier behind. Nice. I don't care. Like, we're doing great.
Remember when we took down Maiden for the first time in Kara?
Yeah.
And like, it was like, you know, that dungeon had been out for quite a while at that point, mm-hmm. but for us it was like new, and it was like, oh my god, I can see her vagina now.
Yeah, I remember I was I could turn into a little, because I was a druid then, I could turn into a kitty and then crawl up her skirt.
Yeah,
I'm a pussy.
Exactly.
You have a mage make a portal like right on her vag, and it's like her vajay goes to Dalaran, so everyone hop in.
Exactly.
You could still do that with the Maiden of Stone in Halls of Stone.
Nice.
In Wrath. And then isn't there a Maiden in like
Ulduar?
Yeah, Ulduar. One of the
Ulduar.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, and there's one in Ulduar. There's a lot of Maiden.
There's one in Halls of Origination, the new arcane one with the Sky of Veil or whatever.
Yeah, but she's at least a different model. Her head's different.
Yeah, that's the same basic thing. Yeah. You could still port through her vagina, probably. We're talking about porting through vaginas, Rob.
You probably could. All right. So, yeah, I was feeling really good about raiding, and so is my guild, and morale's like at a really high point right now, so I can't complain. Also, one other thing to consider about running old raids and why it's still good. You can't get helmets, and I think it's shoulders.
You can't
get that from Justice Points. You have to do tier 11 content to get them. So there's still something for us to work towards. So
It seems like Blizzard has made this really hard line in the sand where you don't need or want 4-piece bonus for a tier unless you're raiding. Like, you don't need it. You don't need it for a troll heroic. So even though tier 11 has been sort of antiquated and nerfed, they're still saying it's an old tier. If you want your 4-piece bonus, you need to raid the old stuff still to get it, which is kind of strange, because I know a lot of people have been complaining that this expansion has been too hardcore, mm-hmm. you know, for the raiders. But, you know, yeah, if you want your 4-piece bonus, you have to do one or the other.
See, I'm loving it now. Like, I just wish it had been this way 6 months ago. I wouldn't have as much negative feeling towards Cataclysm. Like, I kind of hope next time they design an expansion, they kind of have something easier on a rating perspective from the start. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I wish we didn't have to wait 6 months for there to be an antiquated level of rating.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I agree.
When I dinged 80, which was endgame, you know, May of last year when it was still the Wrath expansion, I was able to get a 4-piece bonus for tier 9 through Justice Points and I or what Justice Badges, whatever system they used back then. While I loved it, a lot of people, I guess, were vocally upset enough that people were getting, you know, their 4-piece bonus without actually setting foot in a raid. So I don't really know where the happy medium is on how geared you can let people get by just killing regular bosses.
I'm okay with what they're doing right now with the helmet and shoulders being only obtainable through the raid, and I think it's a decent compromise. I'm okay with it. I mean, because you can get really good helmet and shoulders, at least in the troll heroics, you know, if nothing else.
Yeah.
So it's all good. I'm kind of where you're at, where the 4-piece bonus is that incentive to raid. And that's why we're going to get down to Farion as soon as we can, you know? Yeah. So, be cool. So, that was pretty much my week in Azeroth. I don't know. There's probably other stuff, too. Like, I unlocked one of the vendors, and I made my 361, or is it 365 weapon?
It's 365. How did you do that, by the way? How did you get the mats for that?
I had a wonderful druid give me a shit ton of true gold to help me make it, and I really appreciated it. Yes.
For free? Was it for free?
Yes, for free.
Nice.
But I probably have to still pay back in sexual favors, so we'll see.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Ew.
Extafer, how was your week in Azeroth?
Still want Chipotle. My week in Azeroth involved a toothpick and Thrall's vagina.
I'm sad I asked.
But I think I already went into that whole thing. Right. So.
So you had a...
I actually did play last night, and I, like I said, I played on Sunday. Last night I went in, you know, pretty much just I like to leave on on a very cordial note with people. I don't like to leave with drama or anything like that. So I just kind of like was in my on my main server, and I was, you know, kind of saying goodbye and I'll be back, whatever. So it was kind of nice to do that. And all I did was just run around in circles pretty much. I didn't do any quests.
Just like Wrath, running circles in Valorant.
Yeah, but I was in the new zone doing it.
You know what? Running circles and mining while you're doing it, though, I find is a lot more profitable.
Well, when you don't have to really worry about profit, it's not a big deal. But
what was the very last thing you did before you signed out? Because you had to do something. It's like your big last hurrah, right?
I don't remember. I was on Ambien.
You took drugs. Yay. Yeah.
So I shot a deer. I don't know. I queefed on a raccoon.
All right. Forget it.
Those are proper dailies in the new High Shelf fashion. So he's not exaggerating.
Yeah. Shoot a deer and queef on a raccoon. That's what I did.
That's right. I do remember getting a Mark of the World tree from doing that.
Yeah.
And I remember getting some achievement, too, as well, called, like, you ate a lot of Chipotle.
It was called Mark of the World Queef on a raccoon. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on with Extrafer with the news. Yes, he might have quit WoW, but he's still going to report the news, because let's face it, most of the news anchors on TV probably still don't have any idea what's really going on in the world either. So there you go.
Very true.
There you go. Yeah.
This week in the news, we talked about it earlier already, but they did convert the justice points to valor points for drops or killing bosses in the tier 11 raids, which is good news for a lot of those progression guilds that are in tier 11 right now, and also good for those that are progressing through tier 12, because now you can go back and still get valor points.
It felt really good to walk out of the raid this week with 70, you know, even though I could have got like twice as much from running a Turo Heroic, I still felt like it was worth it, even though I didn't get any drops per se.
Right.
So I'm loving that switch, and the rest of you can just deal with it.
Exactly. So, and you know, while you're gearing up, you know, in tier 11, you can still gear up for tier 12 too. So, hey, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
So other than that, the Armory app is now available on Android. They had everything else but the Armory. They actually had what was called World of Warcraft Mobile, I think is what the app was called. And now it's just the World of Warcraft Armory, which is the same thing as the iPhone app. So, now you can look up, you know, your character and all that stuff in addition to all of your other World of Warcraft mobile needs on Android. So, yay. Otherwise, they just announced that World of Warcraft is going to be localized for Brazil. So if you live in Brazil, then you get to have a localized version of World of Warcraft now.
I don't know why, but every time I think about Brazil, I think about that old instant messaging program, ICQ. Did anyone ever use ICQ like back in the day?
That was huge in Australia as well. And yes, I used ICQ.
But it was huge in Brazil, right? Because I had all these Brazilian women add me when I was in college. It was...
Like, all the spam bots were Brazilian based.
Yes.
That's funny. I used ICQ for like 2 weeks. I was like, I don't like it.
I just remember whenever you'd get the message, you'd go, uh-oh. I don't know why, but that just still amuses me to this day. Is ICQ even around? Could I log into my account if I remember my password?
Yeah, it's still going.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How funny. Wow. I'm going to Google it right now.
I don't even remember my ICQ number, so I wouldn't.
I remember mine. How sad is that? But I don't remember my password. I can remember.
It was like an 8-digit number that you got even within the first year of signing up. I'm not going to remember that.
I have a 7-digit number.
I don't remember how many digits mine was. I'm sure mine was 12 digits uncut.
They have an ICQ. They have an
completely flaccid.
They have an ICQ app on Android and iPod.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
Anyhow, no one care.
No, nobody does care. You're correct on that. I don't speak Black. So
congrats, Brazil.
Yeah. Congrats, Brazil. But this is kind of interesting and notable. I mean, you know, why do we in America care about Brazil, right?
Because now they'll get off our servers. Just
It's like, you know, what do you have over there? Blanca from Street Fighter 2? Because he was from Brazil. Anyway, I've been playing a lot of fighting games lately, by the way. Other thing from the thing that's notable about Brazil is the fact that this announcement lines up with the leaked Blizzard product slate, you know, which showed, you know, the impending release dates for like Diablo 3 and Titan and, you know, the next World of Warcraft expansion. So it's interesting. One thing I thought of, though, is when they did leak the information, I could have sworn there was another announcement that's supposed to be happening where they announced that they're going to have a localized version of WoW in Japan. So I don't see that they've done that, but they do have stuff in the game, like files in the game that say Japan. So, you know, maybe we'll be seeing a localized version of WoW for Japan too.
That could be awesome. By the way, also this news resulted in my favorite comment I've ever seen on WoW Insider. I don't reference a lot of the websites that I read throughout the week often on this show, but I do like WoW Insider. They do a good job. And, of course, it's always nice to be in their little podcast roundup thingy that they do every week. But I got to say, my favorite comment I've ever read on WoW Insider was about this Brazil launch. You ready?
Yes.
And this is from Poster Knob on their website. Is it a trimmed down version, or has all the content been waxed down until there's nary a hair of doubt that this is a quality product?
That's funny.
I've
seen better comments than that.
That's my favorite thing I've ever read. I'm sorry. I laughed for like 5 minutes when I read that.
Funny. But the other thing that's also notable about this is that if that's true and that it does line up with this product slate and this product slate is true, then we'll be expecting the next World of Warcraft expansion in about April to June, second quarter of next year. So hold on to your horses, because the next expansion's coming out next year. You didn't hear it. You heard it here first.
Well, obviously the next expansion is next year, but mid next year?
I don't know. That's what that says.
Quick. That's
it.
Strange.
Does, but you know what? They also said that they're going to have fewer large content patches, like for rating wise. And so I'm assuming that maybe that does mean, according to this little.
Now it's going to take them 6 fucking months between each one.
Yeah. This product slate, according to this, then the next big content patch for rating is going to be, you know, the end of this year. So, which could be, you know, could very well be where we fight Deathwing. And then
if 4-3 is Deathwing, that seems super weird to me, because this Firelands raid is equivalent to Olduar last patch. It doesn't really add up, but I guess if they want to make that work.
Yeah, I don't think it's actually that's all true, but I mean, I don't think that this product slate. I think that this is just a big coincidence, or it is a part of that. You know, that product slate is probably a very early thing, and it just happens to line up still. But I don't think we'll see the next expansion early next year. I'm positive. I'm almost positive.
They'll announce it at BlizzCon this year.
Yeah,
October for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll definitely probably see an announcement this year. I mean, obviously, we don't know for sure, but...
How about we talk about a fucking Diablo 3 release date already? That's the game I really want
to
see.
According to that slate, it's apparently the end of this year also. So maybe that's true. I don't know. Remember when StarCraft II launched and they announced the release date like just 2 months before it came out?
I guess that's true.
So
it seems to be there's a lot. Blizzard's got a lot going on, which I'm sure makes Activision happy. But if that's true about the expansion next year, and that's kind of why I still don't think it's true, because that means you're going to have Diablo 3, the Heart of the Swarm thing for StarCraft 2, and the next WoW expansion all happening at once.
But you're forgetting something.
What, Titan?
Are you forgetting?
Or whatever?
No. The most important thing about this.
What?
Activision controls it all.
I know. It's...
So who knows what's going to happen? I mean, we obviously both have agreed in the past that since Activision has taken over, we have seen a notable difference in how Blizzard kind of operates.
True.
You know, so.
And now there's a Call of Duty Con happening. Did you hear about
there
that?
Is. I didn't read about that.
Yeah. Activision is doing like a Call of Duty Fest or whatever. It's very reminiscent of BlizzCon, except I think it's only one day.
You know what they're doing, trying to do, is because they've made so much money off of BlizzCon, they're probably just money grubbing and wanting to like expand on that whole.
Instead of us paying to be at E3, you mean people will pay to come to us?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so they want to capitalize on that. Probably. I don't know if that's really what. But it's probably true. You know, money makes the world go round, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing on my list of news, unless you can think of anything else, is that the WoW Facebook application is closing, which means that for those of us that signed up for the WoW application, I know I have it on my Facebook, where it sends all of your, you know, achievements to your wall page, even though I'm convinced it doesn't work anymore. It's going to be gone. And I think they're doing it with the mindset that they're going to open up. They said that they're going to open up a way for users to create their own applications for it. And so they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, I mean, that thing was dated anyway. They hadn't really updated it since Wrath of the Lich King, and it was never really that great back then. Like, it never realized its full potential.
It never updated on my achievements whenever I... And it would update on the weirdest achievements.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so it was kind of like, whatever.
Maybe they've just decided to go over to Google Positive instead.
Maybe.
So that it?
Otherwise, that is the end of the news, unless you have anything else to add.
One of the big stories that came up the week we were gone, I wanted to mention, whole Real ID dungeoning thing.
Out.
Has anyone used it yet? I have not even used it.
I haven't. I thought you were going to use it.
I thought I would too, and then I realized all my friends play Horde, and my main is an Alliance, so I haven't used it.
If I have someone on my Real ID that I only talk to on Real ID, it's because not only are they a different server, they're also a different faction. Because if we were same faction, I would be on the same server as them.
The only people that I have on my Real ID that are the same faction are the people that were from the first server that I played on. And I don't even see them on enough, and I didn't actually actively want to use it, but I don't know, like, that's the only people I could see like actually using it with. But then again, I mean, I don't know,
I literally have two friends who play Alliance who don't play on my server that my Alliance character is on. And one of them has an alt there, so I see her enough, you know, where I don't feel like I never get to play games with her. And then the other one, I haven't got around to running a dungeon with yet.
Right.
So it's kind of, but well, I'm hoping that when I go back to Drenden, when I finally get my fill of the Molten Front stuff, and I'm focusing on my Drenden character again, because I do want to get my priest up to 85, so that I can kind of get into the fun end game events with the Horde House Guild. I hope I can do more real dungeoning then.
You know, that would be
I'm not getting charged for it. Because right now, if they said, we're going to start charging for it tomorrow, I'd be like, well, shit, I ain't using it, so bye.
Rob, that would probably be something that would take me back to the game, actually, is if, like, let's say the Drenden server gets high up in my character's Horde, and so I wouldn't actually have to move to that server. I could play dungeons with you guys, you know what I mean, with my Horde character, because my main's a Horde anyway.
So, am I hearing that maybe you'd be interested in having an 85 on Drenda, you just don't want to level one up?
Yeah. I don't want to take the time to level.
Why not?
Why
not transfer one of your characters then? Don't you have like an 85 rogue on your alliance
you
never
play? Well,
that's
what I'm saying, is that way I don't spend money and I get to keep my main on that server and I still get to run with people on Drenden, right?
Yeah, true.
See? But whatever. I'm not worried about it. But I think that would be something that would be fun. You know what I mean? Because then everybody'd get to see, you know, my main character, even though my main is not on that server in that guild.
Right. Salacious Pop, any news that you picked up on that Exeter didn't get to? I think he hit everything.
Yeah, just the Paragon heroic kill. And I guess there was some player that does live streams of his raids on YouTube or something.
Yeah, I read about this.
He got banned and then he got unbanned, but I don't really know what he did. And Blizzard devs did some backpedaling a bit, but
it had something to do with, and I'm horribly going to misrepresent the situation because I don't have the story in front of me, and I'm going off my memory from a few days ago, but I think he did something like he was doing like a scavenger hunt or something on the servers, and just like a ton of people were on the servers because the dude is really popular, and all this debauchery started. And I don't think it was necessarily him that started it, but he didn't really discourage it either. And I'm assuming if he got banned, he must have participated and got kind of swept into this whole, well, you encouraged people to break the game and bring down the server, so you're out. Because that's a very serious offense. I mean,
some people were doing like 30,000 emotes a minute or 30,000 emotes a second.
Right.
Like they were really war dialing the server on this crap.
Right.
And I think actually they hotfixed in. There are now, like, if you go into trade and you're trying to answer someone's legitimate question, if you kind of take a couple lines to explain the answer, it'll say, you've been talking too much in this channel. You can't talk anymore for like a minute. They do that now with Yell. And I think Say in channels that weren't otherwise suppressed like that, too, because of this event.
It kind of needed it.
Yeah, I mean, if...
Or at least...
Me,
go ahead. Sorry.
If you are doing an event like that, then you're kind of opening yourself up to stuff like this. So, I mean, it's one of those things, buyer beware, you know what I mean? You're messing with the servers, obviously. I think it's common sense. If you have a bunch of people on the same server, you know, and you're the one who's in charge, you kind of take responsibility for that, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. What about if you just had to punch in a 6-digit code after every line? Like the thing would just come up and say, enter this to say, you know, because that way, if you're trying to spam with 3 million lines, you have to put in 3 million 6-digit codes.
Enter in a CAPTCHA?
Yeah, like a CAPTCHA. Exactly. Why not?
Isn't it, they do that kind of stuff in Ion, I think.
The goblins have invented a new technology that will prevent massive verbal diarrhea in trade chat.
But seriously, no, they do that in Ion.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. And it's like, I don't know if it's been successful, but that does seem kind of weird, though, if they ever did that.
Well, they got to do what they got to do, right?
Yeah, to... You know, make the servers better, I guess.
All right. Let's get to the topic of the week. Every week we like to take a topic here and talk about it on the show. And sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's not. But we always invite your answers to our email box, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you get the word podcast in there, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can send us a tweet if you're feeling like answering in 140 characters or less, twitter.com/hordehouse. Here's the topic of the week. This one's a little bit of a serious one, and it's kind of inspired by all the raiding chat we've talked about this week. Part of the fact that my guild is raiding again means sometimes you have to do some tough decisions, like 11 people want to go to a 10-man raid. So who sits out? You know, tough stuff. So my question for the topic of the week is, because of difficulties like this and things that you run into in those social atmosphere, do you think it's easier to raid with friends or strangers? Because I think it's interesting that I raid with friends, Salacious Pop raids pretty much with strangers, and Extifer raids with, I think, who were strangers, but they all kind of became your friends. But you didn't know them when you first went into the guild, right? So we kind of have everything around the spectrum here. So I'm kind of curious what everyone thinks. Is it easier to raid with friends or with strangers? So Salacious Pop, I'll start with you.
Strangers, absolutely.
And why is that?
If you're in a good guild, as opposed to a shitty guild, the officers recognize that everyone is there for a purpose, which is to get through content. So there's an expectation that everyone has a certain skill level, that you're all on the same sort of field as far as, you know, are you competent enough to get through this content? And it's very goal and direct, like, you know, direction oriented. So everyone can be focused, and most of the drama that comes up is usually within the context of the game. You keep derping on this mechanic, or your DPS isn't high enough. You don't get as much wank about the cool kids club or playing favorites or gossip that you might if everyone knows each other in real life.
Interesting. All right. What do you think, Extifer?
I think strangers, definitely, because, and I won't say any names or anything like that, but I was recently talking to somebody in WoW, actually, and they're having problems about getting raids together or whatever or whatnot. And I was like, well, what about your raid leader? What about your guild master? You know, and they're like, well, they don't ever sign on. And I was just like, well, you know, why don't you guys like make him know that he needs to sign on, or else you guys need to get a new raid leader or whatever? And this person said, well, we know him in real life and it just wouldn't sit well. You know, in a guild with strangers, that would have been solved like months ago. It would have been just like, okay, well, if you're not going to quit, then we're going to quit the guild and make a new guild. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Things like that, like they, simple things that a guild of strangers would solve, they take months to solve in a guild of friends, because then you have all the emotion involved and all of the, you know, but I know them in real life, so I don't want to hurt their feelings. And, you know, I used to be in a guild where it was like that, and it was really hard to get things done, you know. And when I moved to Winterhoof, and it was a guild of strangers, and it was a group of people that I didn't really know, and I still don't know them extremely well, you know, or whatever, but it makes things easier, you know. It makes things, it cuts out that emotional part. But, I mean, there are still benefits to running with your friends. Obviously, you know, each other's schedules better. There's better ways to communicate, you know, outside of the game. You know, there can be very, very good benefits to raiding with your friends. But for me personally, I raid with strangers, because I think it's just, it feels better. It cuts all that crap out, I think.
If you raid with strangers and you raid with them long enough and you have those memories of getting that, you know, heroic boss down and everyone cheers on Vent because you've been working on it like all month and you finally get the kill, you have memories with those people and you can become friends or at least acquaintances with them. Like, that comes after. With friends, you know, people make friends through co-workers or through family members or through their fandom. You don't really get into high stress situations with friends, and that's what raiding is. Raiding, if you take progression seriously, is high stress. Mm-hmm. And when you raid and you do high stress things for hours at a time with friends, you will find that personality conflicts come out that you wouldn't normally encounter ever in the friendship.
Yeah. And sometimes it can be unfortunate, you know, because you see those things that wouldn't normally come out, and then it's like, now you feel uncomfortable when it does come to real life situations. It's like, okay, now I feel awkward in front of this person because we just, you know, argued in a game, you know, or whatever. But I don't know, like, it's all relative, you know, to your situation. If it works for you and it's, you know, you're doing well at it, you know, more power to you. It takes a lot of you know, willpower to be in a guild of people that you know, and you know, manage that kind of stress, you know, in, you know, professionally or whatever. But I just like to take the easy way out, you know, just play with people I don't know. So
interesting. I think you guys make some really good points. I almost feel like I should be swayed by your answers, but I think it's easier to raid with friends, and maybe that's, of course, my own scenario or what have you, but I just find my bullshit tolerance with strangers is like nothing. And like, if you know me in real life, especially at my day job, you'll know that I'm one of the most patient people like ever. And, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, dealing with friends and so forth and that and what have you. Like, but when it comes to the whole strangers and raiding, like my bullshit tolerance and patience is nothing. It is nothing. Mm-hmm. And I get irritated so easily at like any pug raid I've done. And it would just be like you'll have some dumb little brat who doesn't shut up on vent or, you know, just I just get so annoyed. But when I know the people so much more behind the raid, like I just my tolerance is so much more that I can take a lot more. And be, maybe because the reward is so much greater for me. Like, I just, I think that's where the ease, like, it's easier for me to tolerate raiding when it's with my friends. Like, if I didn't have my friends to raid with, I would be so fucking bored.
You know what, Salacious Pop, you should do is film Rob when he's, like, dealing with people that he doesn't know so that we can all see his frustration. I think it would help us all to
it's
understand this.
Amazing. It's hilarious. Yeah. Now, in my guild, if we ever wipe to a tank death specifically, the healers, especially the two people that are in charge of healing assignments, they will take a minute while we're all corpse running to go through the parse and be like, so tank healer, you didn't have a heal on the tank for 4 seconds. Can you talk to us about that? Like what the fuck?
I would start screaming. I would be like, this is not a fucking job. I pay $15 a month to have fun.
Yeah.
You want to evaluate my performance? You fucking hire me for so many $1,000s a year and otherwise go get fucked.
You know, oh God, you're proving my point so hard right now. I was going to say you would not stand for that shit even a little bit.
Oh, like, my God. Wow. I would go off.
Well, just like I said, like earlier, like it's all relative. Like you deal better in a friend's environment, whereas like I feel like I'm treading fences too much in a friend's environment. I feel like, you know, I don't want to have to like, you know, tell this person, you know, they suck, because then it makes me feel like they won't like me.
Well, there's
you know?
A nice way to say it and there's a hard way to say it. And a lot of it's about how ultimately they take it. I had to tell somebody that they were wearing 5 pieces of PvP gear and weren't really up to raiding. And the person just logged right out without really saying anything back to me. But I had to sit there and say, you know what? That's on them. Hopefully that wasn't a rage thing. That was just a, you know, I'm just going to go do something else because I know I was justified and I've made the points very clear. And it's like, I know if I've done everything I can, even a friend, you know, has to play by the rules.
Yeah.
So, and it's kind of like, you know, if I have all my ducks in a row, I'm justified in those decisions. And it's, you know, I kind of have a very open door thing. It's like, you got a problem, come talk to me. When have I ever told somebody to fuck off? I don't want to talk about something, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
See, but I find it easier to do that with people I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just because with people you don't know, then they want to start fights more. And it's
just less personal. You know what I mean? It's just less, it's less headache to have to deal with it in real life. I don't
know. But
like
it is
that.
Less personal though. It's so, it gets ugly sometimes, you know?
If you're in a good guild that you've apped to and the officers have their heads on straight, if there's an asshole that's, you know, racist, rude, sexist, trolls people in the middle of a pull, they LOL pull just to watch people wipe, the officers will nip it in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
So it's because it's all business in a progression guild where it's a bunch of strangers trying to work together. There's not that really that veil of sensitivity in the way where it's like, you're being a jackass and we don't like you and you need to get the fuck out. You can't say that to a person you know in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Like,
that,
when
that
I see you guys,
that people would say things to people on the internet that they wouldn't say in real life. I don't know. It's just
when I see you guys in real life, I'm like, I just want to say fuck off. But I can't because it's like weird. It's weird to me. But I can say it right now. It's like, fuck off. You know what I mean? But like, I can't say it in person. It's like, no, I'll cross the border there, you know?
It's easier to say that in a raid than at Applebee's, really.
Exactly. And really, all of this just comes back to food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, just because I'm really hungry and I want Chipotle.
All right. So well, I just want to be clear, though. I don't think, like, just because I raid with friends, like, I'm having a perfect raiding experience, la, la, la. No, it's tough, and there's been weeks where it gets very frustrating when people are flaking and so forth. You know, there are there are challenges that come with that. And sometimes I think, God, maybe I should just raid with strangers. But every time I've tried that, I'm reminded instantly of why I hate it, you know?
Like, yeah, once you have that "why did the tank die" conversation as a holy paladin, you would be like, oh, hell no. Oh, I'm going to tell everybody what I think of them right now.
I would out some bitches weave so fast if they try to have that conversation.
See, but if somebody tells me that in-game, then I look for my error. But I don't. I think that that's just the difference.
I can own up to my mistakes, but seriously, if you're gonna get sand in your vajay over a little tiny oopsie doops, then
I don't like
that. You've
got
issues that go beyond World of Warcraft, honey.
I honestly get annoyed if people tend to nitpick on the tiny things, what did you do for these 2 seconds or that, I've never liked that.
I can admit when something's my fault, but when it's like not my fault and people are just getting nitpicky, go listen to that episode with those stranger bitches from what the fuck was that guild that I fucking on the Tyrion server that fucking pissed me off. I had their name written down somewhere. They're cunts. Remember that?
Taint Sniff. The
Taint Sniff or whatever they were. No. That's a guild on Proudmoor. I don't have a problem with them. It's some other guild on Tyrion.
That's right. Yeah.
Cuntmore.
All right. Why is it called Cuntmore? Are you trying to start something?
I don't know. I think I have Tourette's.
You do. You clearly do have Tourette's. Yeah.
There was amazing sort of wank on Vent last night. Someone was calling out our disc priest as being low on the healing meters. And she was not having it. And I really like her, so I was kind of rooting for her when she was talking shit back to the officers. But yeah, that was really uncomfortable to see, because I'm in healer, in the healer channel, because sometimes I get called out for tranquilities as a boomkin. And I was watching this this feud going on between pulls, and I was like, this is awkward, because these people have met each other at BlizzCon, and I have no idea how to respond to this. So yeah, it's fun watching drama.
And you're standing by your answer. It's more fun to raid with strangers, even though you've just admitted to this whole hair-pulling fight that happened over a fucking...
Just drama between people that I have not met is fucking hysterical. You go on ahead, girl. I will watch that shit and laugh.
You know what? Salacious Pop just made my point. That is why it's easier to raid with people you don't know. When people you don't know fight, you don't care. It's like all about the entertainment value then, because when it's about people that you know that are fighting back and forth, then it makes things like crazy uncomfortable.
Then people want you to pick a side, and it's like, okay. I don't want to pick a side because it's fucking WoW and listen to yourself. Yeah. And it's like, no, I opt out of this conversation.
I'm not sure I agree with you guys, because I like watching reality shows like Survivor. I like watching drama because I'm not there anywhere near to be able to participate in it. But if I was on Survivor, I know I would embarrass my family, my friends, and everyone I know. And that is not something I should expose myself to, you know?
But we're not on Survivor and our parents aren't watching us play WoW.
But you're still in the middle of it. Does that make sense?
No, we're not, because we're just listening to a group of other people arguing.
But they're people you know.
It's different if people are arguing directly to me, other than people arguing with each other. I could care less, because I don't know these people.
I don't people getting into screaming matches right in front of me. Okay, have you ever been I've been sitting in the car while friends of mine that are a couple are fighting right in front of me, and it's kind of awkward being
there.
Yeah,
but you know
even
those
though
people.
I'm not in the fight.
Yeah, but you know those people. I mean, not to say that if it's real life and two people are arguing or whatever, yeah, okay, that kind of is uncomfortable, especially if you're trying to do something and it impacts what you're doing. But this is WoW, and I don't see them. I just hear people arguing back and forth on trivial things, and sometimes it's quite entertaining. Sometimes it's annoying, but it's not the same kind of annoying than if I was their friend, if that makes any sense. It's not anxiety driven annoying.
I guess. All I know is that I am done with pug raids. I can't handle them.
Yeah. If it gets really bad in an argument between strangers or guildmates, it's like, okay, is the raid going to get called over this? Because I could have gone and seen real life friends, and if the raid is going to break up because of this fight, then that's bullshit.
Okay,
but otherwise,
if
it's
you
like,
could have gone and seen real life friends, why didn't you go see real life friends?
Well, okay, you're right, you got me there. But
score one for me.
That's true. Yeah, score for Rob.
Extra just, is this awkward that you're watching Slash's Pop and I fight right now? We're not.
He's playing Mortal Kombat. He wants the Freddy. He wants the Freddy Krueger patch. I want the Freddy Krueger patch. He doesn't care. No, but there is a definite disconnect between watching strangers in a guild fight between people you know, and that disconnect is good if what you want is to just see content. You're not in this to make friends. You're in this to get gear.
I didn't come here to make friends.
Yeah, like no, it's like America's Next Top Model. Absolutely, there's always the Tyra in the guild, and her drama is not your drama.
I have never yelled at a girl like this before. I'm going to say that on next week's raid. Person forgets to bring flax. I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this before.
Wow, what happened to the show just now?
I don't know.
It's completely gone downhill in the last like 2 minutes.
I don't know, but I looked up that guild name. It's Natural Fury. I still hate you guys. Go to hell.
All right. You guys reminded me of one time when I was running a dungeon with somebody that we all knew, you know, and they were on vent, and it was my sister and my brother-in-law, and they like went AFK, and we were all waiting, you know, to pull the next group of mobs or whatever, and this person came back on the vent, and the first thing that they said was, "My mother's a goddamn bitch," like that, and we were like... okay, and whatever, and he's just like going off, and like he stops for a second. I'm like, okay, so are we gonna pull the next set of mobs? Like, that's the next thing I said, and I got like, everybody's like, how could you have said that? He was like having drama or whatever. It's like, it goes back to the whole like, I don't really know you, and I don't care about your problems, but
yes.
I do care about this next set of mobs, so.
This boss that we've been working on has boots I really fucking want. So can we at least see if those boots drop, please?
Yeah, exactly.
Just do that for me. Thank you.
Yeah,
you guys
your
are
mom
cold
can
hearted.
Still be a bitch after we pull this group of mobs. Like, I'm totally okay with that. So.
Oh my god, I can't even. All right.
If the boots don't drop, then okay,
that's
we got the kill. Then I'm okay with that. But can we at least fucking kill him, please? Yeah, I get it.
Can we get to emails and tweets?
Yes.
Twitter.com/hordehouse. Every week you send us tweets. All right. And we've got a shit ton of tweets and emails tonight. You ready? All right.
Ugh.
What? Do you not want the tweets?
Written version?
What?
I'm sorry. You're not up with the literary terms, are you?
All I know is I got to pee and I got to sit here and read like 9 emails and tweets. So we're in trouble.
Okay. Go ahead.
Bring me a peanut butter jar. All right. Linaya tweets us and says, "Do you collect little things you find in WoW? Items with funny names or cute, humorous underlying sayings? I have a bank full." Do you collect little things you find in WoW?
No, I don't like collecting little things. The more things that I collect, the more bag space or inventory space I use up, and I don't like that.
Hmm. All right. Do I collect things? I like to collect the pets and the... mounts, but some of them are really hard to get. Items with funny names. I don't know. I don't really hang on. It takes up precious bag space.
Yeah, pets and mounts, once you use them, they're bound to your character. They don't really take up space. My bank is filled with stuff from like the holiday events, like the summer festival shoulders or the Oktoberfest, you know, whatever bullshit that is. Because it's costumey and I like it and you can only get it once a year. But aside from that, if I'm like, this is kind of funny, but I can farm for it at any time and it's kind of taking up space, I'll get rid of it. I don't have the room or the alts for that.
It's funny because I have a hoarder's mentality when it comes to that, those things that you get only once a year. Because I'm like, I don't need it, but that stuff has value, and so I can't throw it away. You know what I mean? Like, I need, like, Dr. Zazio from Hoarders to come over and, like, bash me across the head or something. Or that, or else I need to channel my hoarding into something else, like hoarding old ladies or something.
Well, I have a dagger that I got off Lich King 10, and I have the little mace that you get from the Battered Hilt quest, because when you're a druid, you can't wield a sword. And I have this, it's like Hammer of the Something Flame. I could sell it for 35 gold, but I'm like, no, that's my reward drop from the Battered Hilt quest, and that quest was awesome, so I'm going to keep it.
I will
so
say
like
I did
that
save
I
that. That's the one thing from Wrath I did save, was the sword I got from the Battered Hilt quest. So, all right, you guys have to talk about this tweet for the next 2 minutes while I go pee, because seriously, I had 20 ounces of vitamin water, and Mother Nature ain't waiting anymore. So here's the tweet for you guys to discuss. Dan Shadow tweets us and says, "Fuck world events like AQ. Keep them out of my WoW. Nothing but fodder for man babies and greedy a-holes. Ready, go."
Tweet.
What does he mean by AQ? I'm confused. World events. Oh, like the collection of pistols?
The AQ event, like
that was the unlocking, because that was way back in vanilla, right?
Yeah. We were talking about this our last show, where, you know, they should they have another event like that mirrors, you know, the AQ event, where, you know, the factions have to work together for the common goal of opening the gates, you know, for AQ. And I thought that my whole thing is, I don't think they'll ever do that again, because they've been very standoffish about ever doing that again, first of all. And second of all, I don't think most people want that. I think it just took too much time. I don't know. It's just people tend to see those events through rose-colored glasses, I think. Because, you know, at the time, they weren't really that fun. And the only thing that was fun was the actual event itself, where the gates opened up. But everything building to it was not that great, not that fun. And but in retrospect, people are like, oh, but I want that back. Really? Are you sure?
Well, because I think with the Isle of Keldanas and Burning Crusade, there was a serve, like the server had to work together to open up the portal in Chatra that took you there, I think, permanently. Is that right? I don't know.
Yeah, it was different in that you were building the little town up in the Isle of Keldanas, and slowly building a statue, and then suddenly more and more vendors would come out, and you'd get portals to, you know, to the Isle and all that stuff. That was, I think, better, because you had this like constant, you would be working towards something that you can visually see that's like being incrementally, you know, created in front of you. Like AQ is different than that. You didn't see anything and you were just working. I don't know. It's just kind of, I don't think that it was fun. Of course, I didn't participate it. Like I even said that I didn't participate in it as much as like even Rob did. But I mean, the way I remember it, I didn't have much of an incentive.
I'm back. So don't talk shit.
Yeah.
Don't talk more shit. Yeah, you mean,
sorry.
Well, I remember the elemental invasion things that happened in November in Stormwind and Orgrimmar with the elementals. And if you beat back all of these waves of, you know, fire, water, earth, air, whatever, you got the optional bosses that gave you 251 loot, which was ICC loot.
Yeah.
That stuff was great for the first 2 weeks, and it was a month-long event. After those 2 weeks, no one gave a shit, and you could never do it.
Yeah, and it was a crap event. It was just like, you know, all of that stuff. They should have had they should have events like that in the middle of an expansion, because like all of the stuff that you get, all the rewards, they don't mean shit in, you know, after a month of having them. So it's like, you know, what's the point? I mean, I don't think that event was very good at all. I think that the Wrath event was like a lot better than that.
The Wrath event was pretty awesome, especially compared to the Cataclysm event, which was kind of sad. So, yeah. All right, we can go to a new tweet now. Ready? Let's go to some people are like responding to emails I haven't even got to yet. Flacco Jones emails us and says, so they opened a World of Warcraft ripoff theme park in China.
I was going to talk about that.
All right.
Damn it.
Well, what do you want to say about it before I finish the tweet here?
I read the entire article and I saw the pictures, and I think I absolutely started laughing in my office because I was reading it at work, and I was laughing out loud, and people were like, why are you laughing? And I'm like, you just would not understand. This is like, you know, you have statues of Draenei and like dwarves standing over a horde symbol. Like, that stuff is like hilarious. It's like almost the way that we laugh at Ingrish. You know what I mean? Like, they just don't get it.
I thought the story about the fake Apple store was way funnier. Like, where the people that worked there didn't even realize it was fake. That's funny.
That is funny.
A WoW theme park? I don't know. Yeah. Like, it's surprised it took them that long.
A lot of it is sort of just generic swords and sorcery stuff, but then you come to the big statue of what is clearly Illidan with the horns and the big, you know, bandage over his eyes where he's blind, and it's like, yeah, that's pretty much from WoW completely. That's a ripoff right there.
Yeah, but what I love is like he's carrying weapons that totally aren't Illidan's weapons. Yeah. And he's totally recolored to the point where it's like, okay, yeah, this is totally not infringement if we recolor him and we give him two different weapons, you know. Like, I just thought the whole thing was just hilarious.
I just think lead poisoning and insurance liability. If it's in China, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. The best thing about the park is not even the WoW part. It's the StarCraft part, because they, of course, they did WoW and StarCraft, right?
Yep.
Their
not Diablo, bitches.
No, they didn't do Diablo, but their StarCraft park's name is Universe of Starship. Which is just funny.
But that's also a translation, because that's probably not what they call it. They call it something in the native language.
No, they do call it Universe of Starship.
All right.
It's actually written.
All right.
If I made a theme park called Universe of Starship, it would have Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now playing and like scenes from Mannequin, and Grace Slick would be there like all drugged out and psycho. That's how I would handle it.
I would go there just for the Mannequin references.
I don't know. When I think Universe of Starship, I think about just like the State Fair, where there's like four of those Gravitron rides all right next to each other. Remember the Gravitron?
Yes.
Anyone? All right.
It's all just dizzy children that are like passed out and just like vomit everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, initially, when I first saw that story, I was like, I immediately thought, and I know this is Japan and not China, but I immediately thought of that Simpsons episode where they go to America Town,
yeah,
you know, that restaurant.
Yeah.
And then in order to get back into the United States, they have to go through that torture show. Like, that was hilarious. But anyways.
Well, go ahead.
So you're talking about those rides that spin you and the centrifugal force or whatever sticks you to the wall and the thing slides up. So that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, I used to love that when I was a kid, but if I were to ride
it
now,
fucking
I would
tall, so when I go on those, I hit my head on the ceiling. That shit is not cute.
I've never ridden on one of those. I wouldn't want to, I'm told.
If you're over 6 foot two, you're going to get a concussion. It's
Christopher, we need to go to the State Fair. YouTube and Gravitron are calling your name.
No. I've never been to the State Fair.
What?
Ever.
What?
I know. We live, like, right in
Sacramento.
You live
in Sacramento, California. Yeah. There's nothing else to do but go to the State Fair this time
of
year.
I've never been.
Oh, my God. We are going.
But I hear every year, oh, they have fried Twinkies.
You have to
fried Kool-Aid. Rob wants it. Fried
Kool-Aid. Want fried Kool-Aid. But you have to go on the freaking Gravitron at least once in your life.
Well, let's plan.
All right. Let's do it.
Go.
We're going to do live Horde House from the State Fair.
Okay.
You can there's actually booths, expert. You can watch livestock give birth. It's like a show they have at the State Fair. Watch
do they
cow
have
a baby live.
Do they have stripper donkey shows?
You're thinking of something you see south of the border.
You give me a dollar, I make change. I make it come out for you.
Okay, look. Can I get to the rest of Flacco Jones' tweet?
Yes.
All right. Sure. Describe a ride from your World of Warcraft theme park. So what would be a ride in your World of Warcraft theme park? I'll start. I would have a ride called Jaina's Tears, and it would be a water ride akin to the Great Grizzly Run at Disneyland, where there's just a big splash at the end. It's Jaina's Tears.
Aww. That's so, like, profound.
I know. Extifer, what would be your dream WoW theme park ride?
I would have a ride called Jaina's Vag, where you would like just ride to the end of it and it would just go splash.
But it's a really smooth ride.
Yeah, it's a very smooth ride. Very, very, not very tight at all.
All right,
very
look, Slash's Pop, what would be a ride from your WoW theme park?
It would be a reskin of Tower of Terror in Disneyland, but it would be Serpent Shrine Cavern Elevator. And you get in it, and it's like, everyone eat your feast, and you like, I'll drop, and you fucking just, well, you can't die, because it's real life, but... And then at the end, you have to give them $10 for your repair bill. It's like, get me the fuck off this bullshit ride. That would be my WoW ride.
It's the one theme park where you will go broke by the end of the day because of all the repair bills. Yeah.
Picaruno on Twitter actually responded to Flacco Jones' tweet and said, a dark ride, just like the last quest in Vagir. What about, it kind of makes me think of like those quests you were doing in Thralls. When you were trying to find all the pieces of Thrall, where, you know, his orc ladies out there, go ahead, you know, just, and you're watching that whole thing play out. Like, that felt like a dark ride to me, too.
So, since your guild got a few pulls in on Meloriac, Wednesday night, that means you actually got to go on the elevator.
Yes.
Did anyone die to that? Did you guys get warned?
Yes.
That really fast.
Yes, because our priest is hilarious and decided to cast Levitate before somebody got on the elevator.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Our poor warrior slowly floating down and I think fell and died in the middle somewhere.
Oh, nice.
That was kind of fun.
Achievement stats now has a counter on how many times you die to that elevator. It's pretty amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I love how that elevator is, like, balls quick, whereas, like, still the Throne of the Tides has the slowest fucking worst elevator anywhere.
It's a jellyfish. It hit the bong really hard. It can't really rush for anyone.
Clearly. All right. Let's see. Going to Digital Firefly, since it's a tweet. I look forward to your inevitable podcast, The Sith Shack. Because, you know... The Star Wars MMO, the new one's coming out.
Oh,
is that something you're going to check out or?
No. Well, maybe I'll check it out. I don't know. I think that it looks fine. It's just WoW reskinned, right?
I mean, true that it's just WoW with lightsabers, I am so there. Like, I'll just
check it
out. I'll try it.
Every video that I've seen seems to confirm that it is, in fact, WoW with lightsabers. Okay. And I have been keeping up, and I said saber, not saver, by the way, for all of those don't kill me.
If Star Trek Online had been WoW with phasers, I would still be playing it.
Mm-hmm.
But the space combat annoyed me, so I couldn't play that game.
See, this will have space combat, too, but it'll be on rails. So
for real?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just a side thing. It's not like the whole game.
I'm not super into the Star Wars universe. Like I don't get as into the movies as everyone else does. Like, I don't have a big boner for the original trilogy, which I know might be sacrilege or whatever. And the new movies were especially offensive, although they had their moments. Like, you know, Samuel L. Jackson was amazing. The lightsaber battle with Yoda. What?
I don't know. It's just so random.
What? It's true. So yeah, I don't know. I'll check it out, but I'm not like an uber Star Wars nerd like other people.
I'm not either. I don't follow Star Wars at all. I mean, I watched the films when I was growing up, and you know, I did grow up around that time where you did, you know, you were supposed to like that stuff, you know, a whole lot, but I didn't.
But a good game is a good game. And the Star Wars Super Nintendo game back in the day, hell, the one that was in the arcades, like in the 80s, and I was like 5, the one with like the sit down cabinet that was all the vector graphics, like it was on the Atari 2600, I think. That game was amazing. Amazing. That was one of the from the 80s.
It's one of the few games based, well, I mean, one of the few franchises, I guess, that when it gets ported into a game or made into a game, you know, sometimes it actually doesn't suck.
Yeah, and the Super Nintendo games are really good.
They were hard as hell. Yeah, but yeah, they were good.
And the Kinect Star Wars game looks Well, yeah, it looks like a Kinect Star Wars game.
It looks Kinect.
Don't get me started on the Kinect.
All right, let's connect with our next tweet here from Phantomus 2011. Just got an email about Rift being $4.99 again this weekend. Think 4.2 stole some WoW players back? I think yes, absolutely. They've been not necessarily like stolen back, but definitely made people come back to check it out. Because keep in mind, it wasn't just 4.2, but they've been doing like an aggressive marketing campaign behind it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's been ads popping up that say puggable raids better than ever, free to play, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I mean they announced a bunch of stuff as they, you know, rolled the patch out. I mean, what with the new recruit a friend stuff and also the unlimited trials. I think that, I mean, my sister's playing the unlimited trial because, hey, she likes the first 1 to 20 and she can play it forever. So, more power to her.
She should get 50 characters to level 20.
She's probably going to.
Awesome. All right, that's it for tweets. Now we have emails. You ready?
Okay.
All right, I got to give a shout out to this first email that's not signed. So I'll just say it's from Amanda G. And this email is amazing because all it was a picture. And it's a little picture that says, best little horde house in Azeroth. And it has little pictures of me and Extifer. And Extifer has a censored bar over his junk. Like, it's fan art. It's our first significant fan art we've received. It's great.
It is awesome. And apparently we got 5 stars.
Yes, I see 5 stars in the corner there. Yeah. So that's great. So I encourage more fan art. So in fact, you know, I don't know if anyone ever notices, but the little album art every week on the show is different. So I think I will make this the album art for this week's show.
That's awesome. And also, I would like to point out that the censored sign is appropriately large. Just saying.
So I'll put that on the album art. Yeah. So now people that fire this episode up on myself, their iPod going, what the hell is this? We'll understand where that came from.
I might be playing with myself too, because my hand is underneath that.
Your hand is underneath that censored sign.
You know what? You might.
She knows. She knows.
Too.
She knows what.
I want to see the bottom half of the page. I want to see the receipts.
Let's see the bottom half of Rob, because his bottom half, including his right arm, is missing.
It's true. It's kind of like I'm just popping up from the bottom going, hey, kids. Hey, kids.
Or you don't have a right arm.
Yes, I don't have a right arm. All right.
UT.
Moving on. Let's get to some other emails. How about an email from Flacco Jones?
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that I've canceled my WoW account for the time being to save some money this summer. Boy, oh boy, it's a trend. But don't worry, I haven't left for good, and I definitely haven't left Horde House. I was still having fun in WoW, especially playing my Prot Pally on the Drendon server, which is the main reason I wanted to write you this email. I stopped by Kara one last time, not because of the account canceling thing, but because I don't think I'm going to level any more alts up this high again. I had finished the Kara key quest and turned it in for my keyless reward when I decided to take one last fly around the tower to say goodbye on my way to the quest to Northrend. Well, because I did something stupid, I fell off the tower while posing for pics and spent my last time at Kara as a corpse. I posted the whole story in the screenshots on the Horde House forums, so go check it out. I will miss that place. I just wish it didn't have to be such a dick to me during my final visit. Like I said, I'll still be your number one fan, even though I'm not playing the game right now, and maybe I'll be back sooner if I can win that contest. At the very least, I can make a free trial account and truly master all the starting areas. Talk to you guys later. Boy, that's depressing. There's another person quitting. Wah, wah, wah. All right, but I did read the story that was on the forums, which you can check out at hordehouse.com and just click on that giant link that says forums. And I thought the screenshots were pretty cool, although it was kind of sad. Although that last screenshot with him dead as the corpse and he's looking up, it's like he's going to heaven.
Oh, how poetic. I think that, you know, at least it sounds like if there's a lot of people coming back to WoW, I mean, we're kind of probably in the minority of the people that are quitting. So that's good news, right?
I guess. I don't know. No, I think it sucks that you guys left, but I understand. I mean, like, you know, not going to lie, it sucks, but, you know, it just.
You know what sucks?
What?
Somebody's mouth on my penis.
Moving on to another email from Thalris from the Moonguard server. Is that the controversial server? Is Moonguard the skanky one? Or is that a different? Is that Moonglade?
Wait, his name is Phallic?
No, Thalris.
Falrus. Oh, like phallic and walrus mixed together.
Yes, phallic walrus. What is Moonguard where the nasty people play?
Yes, I believe that is. Yeah.
All right. So this is someone from the nasty server. Mm-hmm. And the email goes like this. Actually, this person sent three emails this week, but they're all short, so I'll read them all. Hello, bitches. I wanted to ask what your guys' favorite Warcraft meme is. Or mem, whatever you want to say. Your favorite Warcraft... I like to say meme because it's all about me. But Warcraft mem is, for example, Mancrick's wife, Sourfang's uberness, etc. What is your favorite Warcraft mem? You're big on memes. What's your favorite Warcraft
mem? Well, Mancrick's wife is kind of a sad mem because it's like you have to find this guy's dead wife. That's awesome. Like, that's not worth spreading around. I don't know. Didn't the Chuck Norris mem start in Baron's chat?
Yes. Right? Yeah, it did.
Okay. I guess the anal game and trade. Anal frost blast, anal holy vindiction, anal whatever.
Anal,
right?
Kids week, yeah.
Yeah. You just say anal and you link an ability and that's LOL, LOL, LOL. I guess that's the most one that I think of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think of Leroy Jenkins.
You think of Leroy Jenkins? Yeah, it's a good old-fashioned traditional one. I don't know. I think one that I've adopted lately is You Mad, even though that doesn't really come from WoW. That's more of like a, you know, the artwork Forever Alone and all that stuff that kind of made us.
It's a part of that whole culture that tries to act black. I just don't get it. What? Like no one cur?
You don't even make sense right now. Just stop talking.
If you want to troll the shit out of your main raid healer after she was just talked down to by a tank about not being able to heal, and she's had her say, just hit your press to talk button and be like, are you mad? Because you sound mad. She won't like it. She won't appreciate that comment. So yeah, you mad needs to be used at a certain appropriate times.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
All right, so I said there were three emails, right? Here's number two. Sup, betches. My answer to the topic of the week is, and this is about, have you ever had an experience in WoW that kind of like affected your emotions in real life? Remember that? Since it was a while ago. When the Headless Horseman mount dropped, we were all silent the moment it dropped. No one rolled. And then everyone needed. I didn't get it, but this other guy did who didn't really care if he had it. So me and this other guy were offering him piles of gold for it because items are tradable after you roll for it and it wasn't a pug. One second he offered 3K gold, I offered 6K, he offered 7K, I offered 7K and one copper, and he gave it to me. My heart was racing a mile a minute, and I couldn't believe it dropped. The way it messed with my emotions was that I became all snobby and flaunted it everywhere and linked it in every channel. I think that might be cheating a little bit. That's not real life if you're linking it everywhere and in every channel. But I totally did that to my guild when I got all my pally gear this week from the dailies. So...
When I won two battered hilds within a week of each other, and those were all guild runs, I was like, I don't fucking care. Like, I won them. And I'm going to give one to Rob.
That was kind of a dick thing until you gave me your second one. And then I was like, oh, he was totally justified in what he did, you guys. All right. Last email from Falrus, the phallic walrus, which was the nickname we just gave this poor person. All right. Of World of Warcraft-Earth. No Horde House last week. Rabble, rabble, rabble. Why you no fill my podcast need hole with your podcasting gloriness? Every time you don't fulfill my podcast needs, I need to fulfill them myself. Are we still talking about podcasts? Another question. What is the meaning of life, Daddy?
Well, son.
Both of those questions can be answered at Steamworks, and I suggest that he goes there right now.
I think it's...
Is that that sex club?
I think it's a she, judging from the name, but...
Oh, sorry.
It's all right, because I can see the real names, but...
Is Steamworks a sex club?
Do we really want to go there? Yes, it's a bathhouse.
Oh, okay. No, I want to go to one just so that I can say I've been to one. I just don't want to do anything because I feel like I'd just contract AIDS like right on the spot. Right?
Just go to one and offer people like little handfuls of Purell. Like, do you want to just little some Purell and just?
Yeah, it could be.
Why
like...
is this being discussed on a Warcraft related program?
I'm sorry, Rob. It's not all about you. I just want to go there and be charitable. Like, I do it for the name of charity. And wow. See, I brought it back to WoW.
I can't.
You just walk up to someone and say, you should roll a priest and wander off. They don't know what you're talking about.
I noticed that you're rolling your penis in your hand. Why don't you roll a priest? Yeah. Your dick seems hard. You know what else is hard? World of Warcraft. It's hard and sweaty.
Clearly, that's an epic purple you're carrying around in your pants.
Thread over.
All right.
Oh.
Email from Phantomus. Evening, gentlemen. So last week, my casual guild took their first step into raiding with a 25-man BWD. Hey, it's not just my guild. We were able to get Magma down on our third attempt. We then moved onto the Omnitron defense system and got them down to an upsetting 3% before wiping. We were never able to get it down in the few attempts after that. This week, we downed Magma on our first attempt and had similar results on Omnitron. It felt like the more attempts we made, the worse we did as morale seemed to drop. Sad day in raiding. Anyway, the main point of my email is that I made the mistake of asking someone for my DPS as I had not been using any type of meter. My rogue, for who I all for intents and purposes consider to be my main, is combat spec and item level 355. I was very disheartened to hear I wasn't even pushing 10k. I'm in a rut and don't know what to do. Currently, I've no other tune that is geared enough to get over 8k, and I've gotten most of the gear I can without raiding for my rogue. I've basically gone back into an alt-leveling and 5-man healing only slump in self-pity. Do you guys have any suggestions on who I should be gearing instead for DPS? Or should I just try and go have heals from here on out? I just can't seem to figure out the issue holding me back, and it's frustrating to me to see a DK and PvP gear consistently at the top of our charts. Let's sigh. Phantomus. Now, I do want to follow this up with a tweet that he actually had sent us later in the week, where he basically said, "Yeah, you could disregard my email. I switched my spec, and now I pull 18k." So
I was gonna say
you can kind of where is it here? So you could basically disregard my email from last week. I switched my rogue spec to assassination, peaked at 18k on Magma. So you kind of answer your own question. Play with your spec; it can go a long way.
Yeah. Seriously, though, I mean, I think that combat's the weakest. I mean, well, it's between combat and subtlety a lot now. But assassination usually is the highest, I mean, lately. So that makes sense to me.
Let's go to another email from Ooh May Giblets. Ooh May Giblets, a.k.a. Ollie. That's the name. I'm reading Ooh May Giblets. Ooh May Giblets. I don't know. Clearly it's a hunter name. All right. Dear Robin Extifer, I've been listening to your podcast from over here in England for a couple of months since I heard Syl recommend you on the GGW podcast. Oh, well, remind me to give Syl a cookie next time I talk to her. I've been a WoW addict.
They call them biscuits over there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Remind me to give her a biscuit and some tea.
You don't have to say it so gay. Like, I'll give her a biscuit then. Yay!
Shut up. I've been a WoW addict for over 2 years, but since the birth of my son last year, I have much less opportunity to play the game. I now spend much more time listening to podcasts and sneaking a look at WoW websites on my iPhone than actually in the game. I really enjoy your podcasts, and they always make me laugh as I am walking to work. I feel that if I can't get my fix of WoW time, at least I can get a bit of vicarious WoW action from you guys and the Girls Gone WoW team. Keep up the good work and the penis jokes. Don't encourage them. In relation to your topic about taking problems from the game into real life, when I first started in the game, I was pretty wet behind the ears and really didn't know what I was doing most of the time. I eventually decided to try the Dungeon Finder at the tender level of somewhere in the late 30s. A boss drops some level leather gear with agility, and as a newbie huntard, I thought it would be great for me, so I rolled Need on it. There was a rogue in the group who also rolled Need and went apeshit at me in whispers as they said that hunters get mail at 40, and I had no business trying to steal his gear. He actually won the roll, but then spent the next 20 minutes spamming me with some pretty nasty abuse until I eventually quit the group and switched off my computer, feeling pretty pants about the whole experience. My girlfriend came into the room and noticed that I was looking pretty strung out. She couldn't understand how I could get so stressed out about something so stupid. It put me off playing for a while, but I eventually persevered and haven't had anyone act like quite such a twat since. I wish people would realize that not everyone is an expert on the ins and outs of the games and are learning as they go along. Take care, guys. P.S., please say hi to my 9-month-old son, Rowan, who often listens to your podcast with me while I give him his bottle at bedtime.
His first words are going to be messed up.
I know. You better watch out.
I feel
out.
Sorry for your son.
You better watch out.
Aw, but I love the name Rowan.
I do. So hi to the young one, but yeah. You're not allowed to listen to this show again until you're 18.
Exactly.
And then
we'll go 16.
I wonder what the timing of this is, because the girlfriend came into the room and tried to calm him down, and now he has a 9-month-old son. So, I wonder how this all happened.
Do we have a wow baby on our hands?
So what level were they when this happened to them? It was upper 30s.
He said late 30s.
Yeah. Because I know that hunters get mail at 40. Unless you're 39, I would tell him to screw off.
I think
you need gear right now, and I'm not 40 yet, and I get mail at 40, but that's in the future, and I'm
now. Even if you didn't, even if you were 40 and you rolled on it, I think it's okay. When you're that level, gear's so easy to come by that people shouldn't fight you for it.
Boo-hoo to that fucking rogue. He'll get something soon enough. I said the F word in front of your child. Sorry.
It's like looking at recount or DPS meters before level 84. No one cares. No one cares. It's all a rush to 85. Slow your roll. It's not that serious.
Tell him that you were looking at the DPS meters and 4 seconds went by where he wasn't doing damage to the boss and he needs to explain himself, or he needs to shut up about the gear because you earned it.
Yeah.
And then right click on his name and hit ignore.
And then put a ticket in that he's standing on some NPC and won't let you turn in your quest.
And then start a podcast and talk shit about his guild.
Yeah.
Trust me, it does wonders for your self-esteem.
Oh, and also find out where he lives and show up at his door and blow his brains out.
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
Why did you say that?
I don't know
why. You might blow his brains out with chocolate.
Yeah, I mean blow his brains out with cum. This Tourette's problem's an issue. It's like, you know, I can't talk without shit, you know.
Everybody's tuned out by now. This show's been going on for 2 hours, and everybody's like, I'm done. I'm done with Horde House this week. I'm spent.
Yeah. But please don't play with guns. But it's all like humor here.
Don't play with guns.
Please don't.
That's right. Yeah. Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Don't shoot guns.
Only do drugs if it's recreational.
An email from Torment. Hi, guys. I love the show. It makes my day at work go by a little faster. You can thank Syl. It is from her podcast that I heard about Horde House. That's two now.
How many referrals is that kind, generous podcast giving us? We are just raunchy tonight.
We're fucking stealing all their listeners. We are raunchy as hell when all their people are classy over on Girls Gone Wow. Remind me to pinch still on the bottom when I see her. It's a little thank you. All right. Seeing you.
Then you can give her a biscuit.
Yeah, a biscuit. Seeing you wanted emails. Here is one for you. Do they have Chipotle in Britain overseas?
I don't know.
Because I just realized I've been telling all these Chipotle jokes, yet we have all these people overseas that listen that might not understand why we keep making Chipotle jokes.
I don't know. When I was in Britain, they just had a lot of Pizza Huts.
How would you explain Chipotle to a foreigner?
I don't know. It's like burritos.
Salacious Pop, how would you explain Chipotle to a foreigner?
It's like traditional English breakfast, but it makes you poop your pants more than normal.
There's an episode of South Park that explains it. Just go find it. All right. Search for the Chipotle Way episode. All right. Seeing you wanted emails, here is one for you. I could use some tips on getting better DPS on my elemental chamois. I have pretty good gear, level 356. My numbers are just not there. Have a good one. See you online. So we have another DPSer asking how they can better their results. I would honestly say to pimp a WoW-related site that I've used myself, Elitist Jerks, even though the name makes you think like, oh, they're elitist, I don't want to work with them. Just go to the forums and lurk, and there's a post in every forum about how to better your DPS, like what glyphs you should be using, what talents you should be taking. Reading that will help a lot, but it's going to be an investment. Like, it's like reading someone's fucking college midterm. It's a huge wall of words, but it,
yeah, these people study the game like no other. I mean, they know what they're talking about, even though they are in fact elitist jerks. Like, you will learn something from going to their website. I mean, they're true to their name, definitely.
But when in doubt, just cast Fire Shock over and over. Fire Shock, Fire Shock, Anal Fire Shock. Yeah. All right. Any suggestions for elemental chamois, Salacious Pop?
Well, not really for elemental chamois in particular, but pretty much every class, in addition to elitist jerks, has their own. Like, somewhere out there is a website dedicated just to that class. As a balance druid, there's a Moonkin repository. And I will check their forums because it's all Moonkins.
Moonkins suppository. How big is that?
Yeah, I know. They're huge. Oh, God. Never. Yeah. The constipated Moonkin is terrifying. So whatever your class is, there's probably a website in addition to Elitist Jerks that will have forums saying, hey, I'm low on DPS and I've already checked EJ and this is what I'm doing. What feedback can you give me where you can get help on that? You may want to start taking combat log parses and uploading them to World of Logs. Do not tell your guild that you're doing this. Do it on your own.
Or stalk other people on World of Logs and see what the other people are doing.
And look at your uptime, look at your overall DPS versus your, you know, raw DPS, and kind of figure out for yourself without telling your guild members where you're lacking, and just kind of, you know, work it out for yourself.
Unfortunately, I don't play an elemental chamois. That's the best answer I can give you. None of us do. But just general for all of you that feel like you're lacking in DPS, just do a little studying on the interwebs. There's tons of stuff out there. You just kind of don't use the general WoW forums because you're not going to find your answers there. I hate to tell you.
Yeah. If you're a Tauren, just suck on your teat.
All right. Two more emails. You ready? This email is from...
Sure.
Are you pooping? What is that noise over there? All right. Ferrari sends us an email. Mm-hmm. I think running a radio... Oh, by the way, this is the has an event in-game ever messed with your emotions IRL, be honest. I think running a raiding guild fucks with my emotions on a weekly basis. I tend to have a bit of a temper, and so raiding at times gets my cheeks red and then far smash. But after a small breather, I get over it. P.S. Fuck Kata. I want Extifer back.
Oh, you're not getting him. No, I'm kidding. No, yeah. I'll be back. I just probably won't be raiding, so.
All right. Is Ferrari the kind of officer that will look at a parse and go to the tank healer and go, I show 8 seconds without a heal on the tank. Can you explain yourself?
You know, I can't remember any particular time she's done that, but...
yeah, because she would approach that person and go, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, she will rip you a new asshole, though. And I mean, like, she'll... You know,
like Extifer has
your
three
computer screen. Yeah, I have like actually, you know, I only have one because she doesn't ever rip me a new asshole. It's like if I do something that's wrong, it's like, oh, but it wasn't your fault because it was something else. It was something else. But everybody else that messes up, it's like hellfire, you know,
your mommy's like, favorite.
Yeah, I am mommy's favorite.
All right. I got one more email. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is the longest email we've ever received. So I saved
oh my god, life. Bring a book.
Here we go, and I'm reading it all. I promised the Twitter people a long episode tonight, so here you go. I'm going to get 30 minutes on this email alone.
Oh,
ready?
God.
Hey guys, Desdemona here with some food for thought.
Oh no.
After putting a rune on my new weapon, I posted a thread on the official World of Warcraft forums to discuss ways to make rune forging a little more convenient for us Death Knights. I'm not complaining about having free enchants that are totally awesome, and all we have to do is cast Deathgate to get to Ebon Hold. But if we want to go back to our capital cities, we have to use our Hearthstone. A small price to pay for a weapon enchant, I know, but I'm not trying to be lazy. I'm just thinking about quality of life, or afterlife, rather. Some of the ideas I proposed were as follows. 1. put portals to Stormwind and Orgrimmar and Ebonhold. There are portals in all of the Catazones already, and we had to use city portals at the end of our starting quest line anyway. To compensate, Deathgate could be put on a cooldown, say 10 minutes. 2. Add Death Knight trainers and rune forges to the two main cities. Remember when we had to travel to Silvermoon or Exodar to do jewel crafting? Then they added those trainers to Stormwind, so why not do the same for Death Knights? We are the only class who has to Deathgate and Hearth, not only when we have to rune forge, but also to train spells. I'm not just thinking of endgame Death Knights, but leveling Death Knights as well. We could hang around the graveyards, or what about the Cleft of Shadows and the Stormwind Crypts? 3. Allow engineers to make a portable rune forge on a 30-minute cooldown that doesn't require engineering to use, but is only for Death Knights. This would be a way to allow engineers to make a little extra money, and it's something I would gladly farm the mats or pay for. 4. Let us put runes on enchanting vellum so we can use them at a later time. However, this is probably too convenient, and at that rate, they might as well just let us have rune forging as a secondary profession that doesn't require a rune forge at all. 5. Goblins get a racial spell that lets them summon their bank for 1 minute every 30 minutes. Why not do the same for Death Knights? We could have a bomb or geist show up with a rune forge and let us get the job done. I'm sorry, the image of that's really funny to me. Now, there are a few things I want to address. I'm sure that Blizzard doesn't want Ebonhold to become a ghost town. LOL, get it? Or completely useless, as you rarely see anyone there anyway. I also would be totally fine if a blue poster came and said they feel using your Hearthstone is a small price to pay for a free enchant. But imagine this scenario. We are raiding and I get an epic weapon drop. I want to use it right away, so my only option is to be like, LOL, BRB guys, gotta go Runeforge. Oh, and can two of you go to the stone to summon me back? You just know that someone's going to QQ about having to wait, and someone else will be like, well, I guess I'll go take a bio break, and then someone else is like, this will probably be a good time to feed the cat, and then the rogue decides to pull some trash because he's bored. You see where I'm going from here. Or say you just used your hearth and realized you need to Runeforge before going to do your dailies. Even with the hasty hearth perk, you still have to sit around waiting until you can hearth again, and that leaves your hearthstone on cooldown for a minimum of 15 minutes. The fact that some of the runes themselves are a bit outdated, giving all the changes our class has gone through, is a topic for another day. I'm mainly thinking about the convenience of rune forging itself. I would love to hear your thoughts, as the only replies I got on the forums were, what are you smoking?
You know what I say? Oh, wait. Are you done
that
with it?
Yeah, that was the end. It wasn't even signed. It's almost like it was sent halfway through.
Gotcha. He probably fell asleep from it.
What are you smoking, ZZZZZ?
Yeah. I say wrath is over. The Death Knight ship has sailed. Just roll a fucking other class and get over it.
I know, I hate to say it, but build a bridge and get over it. Like, every class has their stuff they have to deal with, and, you know, Death Knights are OP anyway, so shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that they can Runeforge their stuff and not pay however many, 2K gold for Landslide or whatever the, end game sword, DPS, whatever, enchant is, it's like you're saving money.
Yeah, I know. I think there's the trade-off of having to, port and hearth is not that big a deal when you consider how much money you're saving.
Go ahead.
Oh, as far as the teleportation issues, always have a lock with you. And then if they don't have the mats for a summoning stone, then you just shame the lock and make it the lock's problem. Or you be in a guild that has the have group will travel summon ability. You don't have to use the stone.
Can you explain to me, Mr. Warlock, why you don't bring the mats that you need to raid with this guild? Because you're holding us all back.
Because our DK is in Ebonhold, and he's ready, and he's waiting there, and you're just being stupid. Yeah, totally.
So that's the answer to the question. Get a Warlock to be your bitch. That's it. End of emails. HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us an email next week. That means we're at the end of the show. Aw, I'm sad.
Really?
Yeah.
Finally. Jesus Christ.
I know. What a long show.
You guys are so rude. All right. Well, that's going to do it for another week here at Horde House, but not until we go around and get everybody's final thought. First off.
Everybody.
Salacious Pop, thank you for being on the show tonight again. We love having you on, and you did a great job. And you never know, if Extrovert stays out a while long enough, you may just get promoted to second chair.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I will do my best to bring the quality of this show down as low as I can, like as much as I did tonight.
Yay.
My favorite thing about what I said is that I gave myself first chair, even though it's always been the show.
I know, right? What's that all about? Well, you know, honestly, you're the one who puts it together, and I don't give a shit, right? That's usually what we have going
on. Hey, you gather the news sometimes. All right.
I do. I do gather the news. Good point.
You're here to make penis jokes. Teehee. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks again, Salacious Pop. My final thought is Wendy Williams is going on tour, and she's going to be in my town September 1st. I'm seriously contemplating taking the day off work.
Oh, God, you would.
How you doing? I love her. She's my idol.
I know she is.
She's taller than I am, right?
I know. I want to meet her. I have to see those tatas in person. It's just unreal. Anyhow, Extrafer, your final thought for us tonight?
My final thought is I'm going to make some biscuits. I'm going to send them to my friends because they're my fun friends.
I hate you.
My name is Rob, and I'm going to send biscuits.
You're rude. Salacious Pop, what do you say you get second chair next week? How's that sound?
Great. I'm all for it.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to another week of Horde House. We'll see you next week.
Please. Oops, I'm sorry. Did I do that?
There's one more thing we got to do before the credits can really roll, and that's the contest that we promised would be at the very, very end. We're going to give away two cards of Game Time, 30 days each, to a first and second place winner in our contest. All you have to do to enter the contest is to send an email to hordehousepodcast@gmail.com with a piece of art that you think should be our album art here on the show. Earlier in the show, we had a fan-submitted album art that ended up being our album art for the week. And if you've looked back through the past 31 episodes of the show, you see that every week there's a different piece of album art for Horde House. So it could be a screenshot, or it could be something you drew, or what have you. But I'll collect all of the submissions at hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. I'll get Extrafer and Salacious Pop to judge their favorites, and the first and second place winner, as picked by Extrafer and Salacious Pop, will each win a 30-day time card. So this is all just for fun and all that good stuff. So good luck to those of you guys who decide to enter. Again, album art. Submit some for Horde House and win 30 days of Game Time with one of two cards. Have a good one. See you next week.